Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 158, episode 2 of Dear Daily Zeitgeist!
Yeah!
Episode 2.5, kind of. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. We're recording this a couple hours before we drop it. It's election day, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Gotta stay up to date. Whatever this thing is. E-Day.
Yeah, yeah. This is a production of iHeartRadio. It's a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, which I think is just like a steady, low boil of panic, no matter who you are right now.
Yeah. It's that feeling when you have to pee, but you don't know if you're going to shit yourself at the same time. And it's very tense, and you don't know which way it's going to go.
Ooh. I can tell you which way it's gone for me. It's Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Hello, Darkness, my old friend. Why are you here? It's 4 p.m. That is courtesy of Johnny Soon, or Johnny Sun, I think. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Oh, Oat Milk Daddy had a pod, E-I-E-I-O. And on that pod, there were some takes, E-I-E-I-O. With a top story here, fiance visa there, here a take, there a take, every day a fuck fox. Oat Milk Daddy had a pod, E-I-E-I-O. And thank you to Nicholas Shoup for that one off the Discord.
Yup. And Miles, It's election day. We're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're covering. First thing we're covering, how about how early it's getting dark? Am I right?
Just want to avoid talking about it, huh?
What's the deal with this? Daylight savings time.
Topical.
I honestly do feel like they fucked something up, because the last two daylight savings times feel just like it's getting dark way too early right now.
Well, I think our sense of time is just so skewed now compared to every other year that now it's like, what the fuck? Like, because, you know, you're pretty much in the same place versus having all these markers of like when the day is ending or beginning and things like that.
Yeah. But Johnny Sun's right. It's 4 p.m. It's dark. That's too early. Anyways, we'll talk about that and probably some other shit. Nah, just kidding. It's election day. We have some good news about mail-in ballots. We got some things to keep your eye on. We got some bad news about robocalls. We got a general timeline of like when we're going to know shit.
If we know anything, really.
Right. Yeah. If is probably the operative word. LA is reacting like a hurricane is coming, just with grocery stores shelves just being cleared the fuck out. And yeah, so we'll talk about all of that, plenty more. But first, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious, the brilliant, open mic Eagle.
Wow, thank you. Those are great adjectives. I love how you all commit to those songs that the people send in for you guys. You guys really put your heart and soul into them. Even if you don't all the way believe in the material, I can feel the commitment.
Yeah, thank you. That's what the professionals do.
Yeah. Speaking of the material, you have a new album that is fucking great.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah.
It's called Anime, Trauma, and Divorce, and it's half sad and half me trying to make jokes about sadness. And some people say it's timely.
Yeah, it is very, it feels very timely. You talk about being exhausted. You say, at one point you say it's October and I'm exhausted.
But the wild thing about that is I wrote it in October 2019. That's the scary thing about that.
Wow. Tired.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mike, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
Let me look at my search history real fast. Let me see what I got here. Best graphics card is the most recent one. I've decided I'm going to build a PC
gaming
as a way to give my hands something to be busy with so that I can process all my dark thoughts.
Right. Yeah. Have you had a gaming PC before? This is your first foray into the gaming PC adventure.
It'll be my first gaming PC. When I was a teenager, I used to fuck around with my PC all the time and add shit to it and upgrade shit and fuck it up by accident. So I have like a basic understanding of how everything fits together. And now there's like literally 10 million YouTube videos telling you exactly what to do. So it's pretty... It seems like it'll be pretty easy. It'll be a nice meditative activity,
I think. Yeah.
Are you strictly PC or do you like fuck with consoles too?
Well, I am a console junkie, but I can't get a PS5 because there's not enough of them apparently. Right. So, I'm just going to build a PC and pretend it's a PS5. Maybe I'll put a little anime costume on it and
just call it. You just buy like the outer skins that they have for a PS5. You just put on the sides of your gaming chair. Like, I got that PS5. Yeah, I mean, honestly, PC it probably perform better anyway. So
Probably. I do want a PS5 though, but I am quite tired of knocking my head against the wall of trying to pre-order one when they seemingly just don't exist.
Yeah, DJ Daniel on our show, he tried to put the cart in his cart, the pre-order and the controller, checked out. Only got the controller. He's been doing is flexing on us with stunting on us with his PS5 controller. Like, there he is. Like clockwork. Good. I mean, it looks cool. It looks cool, man. Oh, so does that go to your PS5? Oh, never mind. That's a cool controller, though.
He just Twitch streams himself pretending to play.
Yeah, that's, he's like, really is my gaming feed not coming in? Oh, I'm crushing it. Oh shit, God, just grab.
He's like playing Dig Dug.
PS5 controller. Oh
shit. What is something you think is underrated?
Fargo. I think the television show Fargo is underrated. I think it's always different every season, but it's always really fucking good. And and I think this season is really fucking great. So I think it's being underrated because nobody's talking about it like they was talking about Tiger King and that sort of bullshit.
Right. I feel like, that's the one show I always hear. I'm always being told to watch and I just haven't gotten around to it. And I feel like, you know, tonight might be the night.
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah. I mean, have you seen any of it at all?
No.
Well, and yeah, since it's completely different every season, I think it can make people feel like it's hard to jump in.
I don't mind if anything like that. Life is chaotic enough.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's real good though, and I recommend it to people who like good things.
When you say every season is different, you're saying that it's a whole new set of characters and an entirely new story, but it's still in Fargo?
Well, it's not always even in Fargo. All in the Midwest in various places.
Got it.
And characters have like implied generational relationships. Sometimes they're overt generational. Right. Like, oh, this is this person's dad, or you know.
Right.
But it's not a continuous story in any sense. It's every season is kind of its own thing.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's dope.
Yeah. Okay. It's like really The Wire if they were even less related. Like you can hop in on a season and feel like you're just watching a standalone thing.
Okay.
But then you can go back and watch the other seasons and feel like, oh, okay, I see how this all ties together.
I just rewatched Top Boy completely out of sequence again, and I was like, nah, it's still fine. Like, because I was still kind of remembering bits and pieces. So I'm fine with a little chaos watch.
Yeah, yeah. What is something you think is overrated?
Beer.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think beer is overrated as a concept.
Oh, conceptually.
Yeah, I think people like too much. I think it's not as good as people say it is, and we should all get real about how beer is nasty.
Yeah.
What, like just drinking just any old beer?
Yeah, I think it's like a stupid way to drink, is to drink too much of some low-level thing.
Right,
you know, that just fills you up.
Yeah,
like, fully, and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, you're just fucking pissing all night, man. That's not fun. Yeah.
Right, just efficiency.
Exactly, exactly.
Right. I think the only thing, because the more I have started, like when I buy beer, I'm always like, I think I'm gonna make a michelada or something, I'll drink it like that because that feels like a more of an adventure. But it's gone are the days when I'm like, yeah, man, grab a fucking 18 rack. Yeah. Like, no. Well, I mean, also gone are the days.
Put those bad boys away.
In general.
Yeah.
And also, it feels like a bummer too when you see somebody bring it over. Like someone was like, yo, I brought like a foot. And I'm like, bro, I don't.
That's too much.
Also, not in the drinking mood. Like, I'm mostly smoking now, but sure, damn, I guess I'll have one beer and then be like, oh, I don't know. I think I'm done.
It's gross.
Yeah. It's like eating a loaf of bread while you're getting drunk. Yeah. Hey, you want to come over and each eat like three, just eat bread until we can't anymore?
Some dough balls?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into what is happening right now. As we speak, it is early afternoon, East Coast time, late morning, Pacific. We don't know shit yet.
We just don't
know shit, period. Yeah. We're dumb people. So it's still well before any results are coming in.
7 p.m. Eastern is the closest we're going to get to knowing anything about anything. Until then, it's just, you know, a lot of projection.
What are we going to know then around like 7 Eastern?
Because then we'll get a better idea of when they start, you know, when the polls close and we start seeing some semblance of what vote counts look like. And then begin the extrapolation of whether there's going to be a shift or whether or not, you know, who's outperforming who. And then the panic analysis will begin all around.
This was helpful for me to know is that there are 3 hours and 40 minutes where we didn't have like any of the battleground states called yet. It was just like low level panic. So at 7 Eastern, they closed the polls.
Time?
Yeah. Talking about in 2016. They closed the polls. There was like some bad early exit poll data, but for the most part, we didn't really know shit. And then the first sign that when it was like openly like, oh, Trump's probably going to win was 10:40. So like there's 3 hours, 40 minutes where you actually like don't really need to be paying attention. Like you can just like tune in at like 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 Eastern and just get all your panicking done in one fell swoop. You know, that's assuming that it goes the same as last time. It might be even slower than last time, or you know, the fact that some of these states have been collecting and counting mail-in votes for the past couple weeks might make it go faster, but then that might be misleading, so who the fuck knows.
They say Florida's a big deal, right? Because they've been counting already, and it's a pretty big swing state that has the potential to go to Biden, and I guess if it does, then Trump's kind of fucked.
Yeah, yes. So it's in that group of Texas, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Ohio, and Iowa are these toss-up states that Biden doesn't need to win. But if right. Biden wins one of those, that is going to begin to be a problem for Trump in terms right. of the wacky, fucked up electoral college that decides.
Those states are like the low level scratchers where you're just like, OK, if I get even if I hit just one of these, I'm, right. I'm yes. still in business. Yeah.
Yeah. But. You're like, you know what? OK, this is good enough to buy another scratcher.
Free ticket. Yes. Keep
yes,
going.
Yes. Keep going. Keep going. Keep chasing the dragon.
The one piece of good news we've gotten is that it seems like they're having fewer rejected ballots coming in.
Yeah. I mean, I think because there's been such an emphasis on these early votes, these mail-in ballots, the reporting is that usually they'll reject a ballot for any kind of error or like the signatures don't line up or whatever. For whatever reason, now that sort of share of those ballots has been very low.
Oh, we know what the reason is. It's all the videos of celebrities being naked.
Right.
Yeah, like
right. motivating us to vote. Yeah,
of course, they taught us how to sign our names properly because Mark Ruffalo told us how. You know,
thank you, Mark.
Everybody was scrambling to see Mark Ruffalo naked. I've been pushing for that for a long time, and finally happened for me.
And you finally voted for the first time, so I think yeah, it all worked out. But yeah, so you know, a lot of people are saying like that's a good sign that you know they're not seeing just massive numbers of votes being rejected, because I think a lot of what we've been hearing, especially from the Trump and conservatives, of like, oh, you know, these ballots are flawed, they're going to get thrown out, blah blah blah, they're projecting, you know, trying to say this is going to happen, but what we're seeing is that is not the trend. So that's a decent bit of good news, along with, like, you know, in Harris County, those drive-in ballots are also being counted, even though there's a conservative Bush appointee judge looking over that case where people were very scared about that. So
that's in Texas.
Know, yeah, that was in Texas. Okay. So
wait, it seems like we had a couple court. This feels like Obamacare going through the court, and it's like, yes, we fended them off again. And then it's like 2 weeks later, they're like, okay, now's the real test for Obamacare and the Supreme Court. Like, what is going on with the Harris County votes? I thought we had won that one.
Yeah, well, the officials in Harris County actually closed the drive-through polls. They closed 9 out of the 10 because they're just like, fuck it. We don't even want to play with the possibility of getting sued again. So let's cut the number down so it can be as above. Not that it isn't above board, but having as full proof, a process as possible. Not to say that there was even wrong with having the 10 right. up, but they're so shook by these lawsuits
yeah.
that they're like, fuck it, man. Okay, we got through that one. Let's not
the Democratic Party's like typical shit where they're just like, yeah, well, they made the accusation, so we have to take it seriously. And right. the Republicans just control them by making wild ass accusations.
Yeah.
But in terms of where it is in the court system, like there's still yet another chance for a judge to fuck with it.
No, I mean, that I think that's settled for the moment. But I think it's like okay. anything. They're ready to file lawsuits fucking anywhere over anything. So it's. You know, that's why everyone's like, who knows what moment they're going to try something like that.
Yeah, apparently there's been some shit with the Postal Service, too, right? Where they're like not delivering all of the ballots.
It's been slowing down like terribly.
So, my conspiracy brain is wondering now, since there's some people on the Supreme Court that seem to be preset to disallow ballots that are received after Election Day. You know, I wonder if that's Gargamel's secret Trump card, you know what I'm saying, is I got the Postal Service in my pocket, so I could just make sure that these votes don't get counted,
don't
and then I can
up, right.
have my Supreme Court cronies back that dumb shit up. You know?
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back and find out how Trump kicked off his morning.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. And we're back. And, you know, we were talking about self-care and how you might want to just like stick to your routine. Super producer Anna Hosnier was saying on this morning's episode, she's just going to stick to her routine. And Trump did the same thing. He must have heard that episode because he called into Fox and Friends just like he always does.
Exactly. But
he sounded beat up a little bit.
Dude, he normally calls in and he'll talk for fucking... Oh, at least an hour. At least we've heard him when he starts freestyling up there and he's like, saying all kinds of weird shit. So they're like, hey, he's going to be here at 7 a.m. He didn't call in till like 45 minutes in. And then when he calls, just listen to this, man. So I just want to say on some more conservative news outlets, they described his call in this morning. I'm not going to say who, but they were saying Trump begins election day with confident predictions on Fox News. Now, I want you to keep that in mind when you listen to him actually call in to Fox News on the morning of election day.
How do you feel today in 2020 on election day as opposed to 2016?
Well, we feel very good. We have crowds that nobody's ever had before. I can say that. I think you can agree. It's been incredible.
It's
the crowds have been incredible. And, you know, nobody's ever had it before. And so... I think that translates into a lot of votes, and we're going to see very soon. But we're getting very good response. You know, we're getting a very early response.
I don't know what. Is he just tilted off the NyQuil or something?
No, he sounds like he just got through hawking loogies into a bucket for the past 20 minutes before he got on that call.
Dire. And he continued to exude confidence with this. I just want to put this line very neatly. This is, as he's talking, he's very optimistic about his chances, yet he says things like this.
And it's been, you know, it's been a great run.
It's been a great run.
Wow. I don't know if he means like it's been a great campaign, which will win, and you know, shout out to everybody who.
But it seemed like he was choosing his words carefully there too. He was like, "It's been a great." Yeah, I guess I'll say it. It's been a great run.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like he sounds just completely mashed, and then he goes on. You know, he does say, as he just continues this like very slow, lethargic appearance. About they ask him, you know, like, what's up? So, you know, when are you going to call the victory? You know, like they're like putting on a platform. When are you going to fuck this whole thing up? And he answers with just a very somber answer.
At what point will you declare victory?
When there's victory, if there's victory, I think we'll have victory. The polls are, you know, suppression polls. And I think we'll have victory, but only when there's victory. I mean, you know, there's no reason to play games.
Oh,
what is he talking about, man?
I think it sounds like Fox News was teeing him up to be like, I'm going to declare victory when, like, at midnight if I'm in the lead, like, trying to, you know, that was the hope on the conservative side was that he was going to, if he had a polling lead in a state, like, at midnight on election night, he was just going to be like, it's victory, I won. Sleepy Joe's too sleepy to call me to concede.
Too sleepy to fuck.
Yeah, but instead he sounded just like, I don't know. He just sounds, if I called and sounded like that, like if I called my mom and sounded like that, she would
be like, I'm getting out on the
next
plane, right?
She would be on the next plane out just like, yo, there's something wrong. Like, I don't know.
Go to the hospital now.
Yeah. When there's victory. If there's victory, you know, there's no reason to play games. I was basically pump faking the whole time. So, and they didn't bite. Yeah, it's grim. It's really grim. And that's the thing is like, it's so unsettling because last time he was in shock that he had actually won.
Yeah.
And then we have like sort of this same energy and like, normally I'd be like, oh shit, okay, so he must know. He's probably looking at his most up-to-date numbers knowing there's not the same thing, the same sort of, you know, influx of new supporters that we saw last time around. But even then, like I was saying before our last show, you know, rat fuckery is the sixth man for Team Trump. And it can come off the bench and completely shift the fucking game. So
Lou Williams, not, like, man. Lou Williams. Right. Fuckery is Lou Williams.
We used Lou Williams as the exact.
Like last time, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday, you know, like, when we were talking about it.
Put down
like
the lemon Lou pepper Will wings. Came in. Yeah. You said he didn't fuck around to go to the strip club to get those wings. He's ready. He's active.
Rat fuckery is the Conservative Party's Lou Will. Yeah. I don't know. I think his polls and 538 last time for 2016 said he was like had a one in three shot of winning, and he won. This time they're saying 1 in 10. I don't know if that's what his internal polls are saying. That's what the polling average, the 538 polling average is saying, but that's still a chance. Like,
could you imagine being the person on staff who has to tell him he's fucking losing?
Right.
Every day. Yeah. Could you imagine? Oh, here's another thing. So you saw he had that White House party plan for 400 people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You saw it got reduced to 250 today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
I want to know who the fuck those 150 people are who can't come no more. They bought plane tickets. Call. Like, they're just like sitting there staring at their bank account like, what the fuck?
Fuck, I gave this motherfucker 500K. I told this woman we're gonna go party up in DC with Trump. Like, you know, there's somebody it's gonna be like getting in the club and they're like, hey, I'm sorry, big man, you're not on the list. And they're like, no, I swear, here's my email confirmation. I'm here. It's like, look, man, you're not on this list, man. I hate to do this to you, man. Your ratios are also fucked up, man. You came in here with three dudes. It's not happening
for you. Your girl can come in, but...
Your girl can come. You know, miss, if you'd like to come in, you're more than welcome. It's like, Robert, I thought you said it's fine. It's like, just fucking go. Fuck it. At least one of us can go.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. That'll be the vibes. Well, it'll be interesting to track the vibes as things come in, but...
Yeah, because it's so funny just to look at, like, pollster Twitter right now and just the nonstop conniptions that they're going into, even just by like trying to be like, okay, I'm just looking at some early numbers here and like, oh, okay, in this part of Delaware, it's like, okay, ease up, man. Like, you know, like, don't
just
don't
not.
Yeah, I'm not going to do this diarrhea myself. Panic fire that we're already witnessing.
Yeah, CNN has like this poll camera up at this spot in Iowa, and it's hilarious because every time they cut to it, there's just like one grandma in there voting. It's like right. Not matching any of the energy of the ticker or the energy of the host. It's just like one, you know, little old lady filling out a ballot.
Right. And that's it. The little like, and this, you know, the New Hampshire town where there's like six people and their votes are locked in at midnight. They're the first place that we know the votes from every year. And all of them voted for Biden. So like I woke up and read that. I was like, all right, maybe a good omen. And then like there was some cookie poll in Pennsylvania that has called the last six presidential elections and Trump won that. And I was like, fuck. And then I just decided to
cookie poll
to get off of the like stupid, you know, individual small piece of data predictions and just ignore that shit until we have something that shouldn't be ignored, you know? Right. There are some things going on. Just speaking of rat fuckery, there are robocalls that have apparently reached 10 million people telling them to stay home for their safety. They're saying it may be foreign in origin. This kind of happens every election, but this one in particular, people are a little worried about because of the pandemic that we're in the middle of. One text said a typographical error meant that people who are intending on voting for Joe Biden instead had to select President Trump. So hopefully nobody's fallen for that. They also misspelled Federal Bureau of Investigation when signing it. They didn't spell Bureau right.
Yeah. Which, understandable. BYROW.
Yeah. No, I'm joking.
No.
But I mean, they spelled it like I was gonna say. Bureau's kind of hard to spell, but like they spelled it BERUE.
No,
that is not how I have misspelled that word many a time in anywhere that I didn't have spell check, but that was not one of the ways that I've misspelled it. Baru,
that's Aunt Baru from fucking Star Wars. Okay. The fuck?
You know what amazes me and has continued to fascinate me in this whole process is like, who knew there were this many ways to fuck with an election? And like, who knew that it was like this isn't illegal? None of this shit's illegal.
Right.
Like you can just put a fake box that says drop vote in here. You can just put that there. And like nobody gets in trouble for that. It seems very like Snidely Whiplash, like very like cartoon villain kind of Acme paint the highway on the side of the mountain type shit.
Right.
That see like I just never would have thought in a million years that none of this shit would result in like federal jail time for people.
To do robocalls that essentially be like, yes means no, and no means yes. Go vote. And you're like, what the fuck? Yes means no. Biden means Trump, and Trump means, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's really a typographical error, man. Sorry. Yeah, it just happens.
You can type a like, fuck off, man.
Yeah. I mean, the Snidely Whiplash-ness of the whole Republican Party is pretty, like, it's getting just straight up. Like, did you guys see that video somewhere in California where, like, a bunch of Trump people, like, a caravan of Trump people surrounded a woman?
Mm-hmm. In Bakersfield.
For having a Black Lives Matter flag. And it was, like, straight up, like, you know, they were like, fuck you. Like, just what? Real, like, all in her face, like, inches from her nose, like, trying to slap her phone out of her hand. But it was, like, yeah, it was like, oh, what this is what it would have been like if we had smartphones during the rise of Nazis. Like that that's what this shit looks like. It's just straight up aggro people trying to do violence to
other
people.
Dude like had like the strap on him, it looked like, and she was like, dude, you're gonna fucking what are you for a fee, like you're trying to fight a woman? And he's like, he took his vest off like he was going to square up to her. And then another woman's like, well, I'll fight you, bitch. And it was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And then the end part of that, too, is when she tried to talk to the police.
Yes.
And they were acting like Mariah Carey's being like, oh, I don't know her. I don't know what's going on. Oh, did something happen? Oh, we don't know. Oh, yeah, we'll let those people go that you just said bear maced you.
Yeah. And then they bear maced somebody in her group of friends, and the police were like, yeah, well, that's not, there's nothing we can do about that.
That's crazy.
And I think that's what the future probably is more what our future looks like, is where that is just the norm of these people being protected because they got their Blue Lives Matter stuff on and like, yeah, all right, we'll turn our fucking eye to this. I mean, it's been happening. But to see it like that, to see how casual they were, where they were like looking at each other like, hey, all right, you got anything else? You guys got, the cops were talking to each other like when she's trying to, you know, basically report this crime. And they're like, all right, I think we're good, y'all, we're leaving. And they're like, can we get your badge numbers? Like, yeah, 345, just like muttering it while they fuck off.
Yeah.
It's dark.
That's wild.
But I mean, that is like, there seems to be a coalition between, like, whether Trump wins or not, there seems to be a coalition between a lot of local police and the Trump supporters in around America. And that's, you know, a pretty dangerous coalition, I feel like. All right, let's take one more break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. And we're back. And one thing that we might have talked about on yesterday or this morning's episode, but just it bears repeating that the Democrats have won the popular vote 6 of the last 7 presidential elections. The only one that they lost was John Kerry lost to W by like 2 percentage points after 9/11, a uniquely bad candidate. But that's going back to 1992. Republicans have won 1 of 7.
Right.
And that, you know, they have pretty much dominated legislatively, judicially. It's pretty wild. I was just looking at a poll that was like putting the how much Biden would need to win the popular vote by next to like what their chances of are of winning the actual election are. And if Biden wins by like 6 to 7 points, it's 99% chance. But if he wins by 4 to 5 points, Trump has a 10% chance. If Biden wins by 3 to 4 points, 30% chance. If Biden wins by 2 to 3, Trump is more likely to win.
Wow.
2 to 3 percentage points, and Trump is the more likely to win.
That's how just fucked up this whole system is, like with this electoral college. Like, oh yeah, man, you're actually second place, but we're going to give you the gold medal because of these loopholes we created to award or reward minority power in this current. Because it's like, you just think people should, I mean, again, they need the electoral college because the conservatives in smaller states are like, that's the only way we can fight back against progress, which is so fucked up, because at the end of the day, a majority of the country is saying this is how the country should be led, or this is the party that should be in power. Yet we're still like clinging to this bizarre, you know, just violent fucking system we have.
Yeah. Have you guys been to the grocery store in the past like 24,
I went by
hours?
A Trader Joe's and did a U-turn because the line was out the back.
I've been addicted to Instacart lately, man. It's a terrible addiction. I get like 4 bags of groceries and it costs like $125.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty expensive. But grocery stores are preparing, like people are preparing for this election like a hurricane's coming. So that's how you know. Yeah, man. The Ralph's by my house, which is Kroger in the rest of the country.
Right.
Like the shelves are empty. Like it looks like that very first time when the pandemic hit. Yeah. And the shutdown happened. And like there was like lines wrapping around through the parking lot. And then once you got in, the shelves were empty.
Is this happening?
Get some
other
milk
places
for
too?
My 2-year-old.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We found some. We got the last carton of milk, but it's fucking
check
wild.
The date. You checked the date
on
that.
Yeah, you got it on StockX.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's chunky, but it's been untouched. Yeah.
It's got to squeeze it a little.
You
got to squeeze
it a little. Stock. So, yeah, I don't know if that's happening elsewhere. I'll be curious to hear from Zeitgang if they're seeing that elsewhere. But I mean, that's pretty wild.
It seems like a lot of people are preparing for some abstract disaster that they're not sure how to prepare for. Like, so it seems like some people are like, I'll prepare myself by having so many canned goods and Gatorade. And other people are like, I'm going to buy a gun. Other people are like, I'm going to watch Fargo and smoke a blunt.
One of those is healthy.
Yeah. It's just so weird because I think everyone, it's like a fuck, you know, everyone's bringing their own neuroses, fears, hopes, dreams to this thing. And it can, you know, project itself in so many different ways for people.
And there's the unique thing about that grocery thing, too. I think we all learned in the beginning of the pandemic is like that thing kind of feeds itself. Like when you go to the grocery store, and you see that there's no toilet paper. It makes you start panic buying shit.
Right.
You know, so even if you didn't feel that way coming in, you know.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, there's something about like, damn, am I stupid? Because I don't have like 3 carts full of toilet paper and lima beans. Shit. Yeah. All right. I guess I need to get on your page.
Oh, I started pushing old ladies down the second I saw the line. But that's just, it's always how I.
My 2-year-old needs milk, lady.
Yeah. How are you guys? What one of our listeners shared this self-care routine for the evening. They have work meetings all day. They already voted, so they're just going to go straight home, take a leftover sleeping pill from a surgery they had a few months ago, and wake up in the future, which I fucking respect the
Percocet
hell out of that.
Percocet time travel. Yeah.
I guess, but that's the thing. Like, if you go to sleep, is that really... Then you're going to wake up like, fuck, what happened?
I know this.
What's better?
This fucked up story. This friend of mine worked on a reality show, and one of his coworkers, super staunch, super like very pro gay rights, super staunch feminist. Like there was an accident on set and like she got like hit in the head with some shit.
Oh no. Wow.
And like, so she was like in a coma until like after the election.
Wow.
And so like when she got hurt, like, you know, everything looked like Hillary was going to win and she woke up and fucking Trump was president.
Wow. Yeah. That's got to be fucked up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, you know, that's why like everybody's got to protect themselves how they want to. If time travel's your thing, I guess throw another banana peel in the Mr. Fusion and take off down the street and come back and tell us how it is. But yeah, I mean, again, it's you won't know anything till at least 7, or we won't even begin to know some semblance of anything until 7. Because I know a lot of people, there's a lot of exit polls and projections and things. You're like, oh, we think Milwaukee's gonna have 89% turnout, whatever. It's, you know, you're not going to really know till these numbers start coming in.
That that self-care plan is from a person on Twitter by the name of I'm More Tired Than a Big-Dicked Bat. So shout out to them.
Okay.
Damn, all right.
It was just because of the wings.
That would be exhausting.
Flying around carrying a big
dick. Yeah, carrying a big dick.
Okay. And then when you're hanging upside down, it just hits you in the face.
Oh, that would be bad.
That's the part where you're like, yo, bro, honestly, I know everybody's so like, oh, I would love to be like that. But you try sleeping with your own dick in your face.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Do you guys have plans? Mike, do you have a plan for like what you're doing for the election?
I'm going to get really drunk, hang out with my lady. We're just going to get really, we're going to get hammered.
Smart.
Not on beer.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Miles, how about you? How's your day shaping up?
I don't know, you know, just, well, probably watch 90 Day Fiancé or something, doing this, looking at stuff. I think really though, because we're kind of in an interesting situation where it's kind of our business to know everything that's happening. So part of me, like, I'm trying to do it in a healthy way where, like, I'm just going to check in, like, probably not for another 3 hours.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to try and check out for a little bit.
I've already been fucking myself up.
This is important.
Yeah. I've been like, oh, man, what's happening in Clark County, Nevada at noon? What are the numbers? I'm like, dude, none of this shit matters right now.
Yeah, none of this shit matters.
Again, I think the other part is, more than anything, I think, is having to remind myself that this doesn't end no matter who the winner is. You know what I mean? If Biden wins, you still have 40% of the country who's on this Trumpism shit.
Yeah.
And that's still something we're going to have to navigate. Yep. And we still have a fucked up, violent inequality in this country.
Absolutely.
So that's the thing, is like the nightmare, while yes, it's the nightmare will continue, unfortunately, on some level for a lot of people. And I think that's the part I'm just reminding myself is like, I don't know if I really can have a sigh of relief with the outcome of it.
I'll tell you why. I think there's one really important reason why I think Trump being removed or replaced would be important. And that's just in terms of his temperament filtered through the position that he's in. I think his Twitter account stresses all of us the fuck out. You know what I mean? I think that the way he handles anything, and he gets on TV riffing and talking crazy, like, it just, I think we need a return to something that's a little more fucking composed and classy. Even if there's some amount of evil behind it, I just think in terms of how, especially like we have all this shit going on, we're still in a pandemic, that the second wave is rising right now. I think we just kind of need to feel steady. We need some semblance of leadership. And sometimes that just means saying something positive to everybody and allowing us to fucking deal with our day rather than hurling bullshit at us constantly.
Fucking our day up. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm thinking of it as like this. Biden being the president as opposed to Trump would allow us to focus on the important things, the things that we can, you know, actually affect.
Right.
And not just, you know, this smokescreen of chaos that he throws up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard to work in these conditions.
Yeah.
Mike, it's been a pleasure having you, man. Where can people find you and follow you?
Twitter at Mike_Eagle, and you can find portals to my podcast stuff, my music stuff. Everything is therein.
Yeah. And is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
Is it social media? You know, I've just been finding myself on Instagram looking at artists lately. Like, there's just so many talented, brilliant illustrators and graphic designers and tattoo artists on Instagram. And like, rather than looking at a feed full of other people in their houses, I actually get like some inspiring drawings and shit. And that feels good.
Yeah. Miles, where can people find you, follow you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
Find me, Twitter, Instagram, fuck it, PlayStation Network. I might hop on their shit, right?
What you play? What you play?
I play Red Dead 2. I play Ghost of Tsushima, the multiplayer. Okay. That's been really fun.
Sick.
You know, what else? Fucking GTA, FIFA, Fall Guys. Fucking anything.
Fall Guys, yeah, Fall Guys is tight.
Fall Guys is also very therapeutic because you're like, fuck, man, I just got to stay on this motherfucker. Oh, I fell off. And you're like, for that very tense 2 minutes, you're like completely engrossed in it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, find me there. Fucking wherever. Let's see. A tweet that I like. Oh, man. I don't know. Vote, motherfuckers. I don't know. Just fucking.
Yeah.
Just watch out for yourself. You know what I mean? And I think the one thing is, you know, more than anything, it's like focusing on how we can affect our communities around us as positively as possible and keep track of those things as well, because, you know, be a source of good to those around you. And I feel like that's like the one way I can feel good about, you know, coming through with, I don't know, going through these days like this. But yeah, we just need to have each other's backs. So
yeah,
keep that in mind.
Jack Heath Neal reminded us of something called Pizza to the Polls at Pizza to the Polls, where they basically deliver pizza and food to polls with long lines, which is something that is unfortunately necessary. So that's something people can check out and a place people can contribute. And then Parker Malloy retweeted this picture of a sweet green that is like all boarded up in preparation for any unrest. And Parker Malloy tweeted, trying to imagine a sweet green being looted, people taking random vegetables, handfuls of croutons, jugs of dressing.
Just somebody serving cilantro, like a couple hours there.
That's my kind of revolution. I got bundles. Just got arms full of kombucha.
Yeah, right. I mean, that would make sense. Like, that feels like the proper, like, robbing the bourgeois, like rolling out kegs of kombucha, like loading them up on a truck. And then people are like, man, this shit sucks, actually. I don't even know why I sold this.
You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what are we riding out on for the next 4 hours?
The next 4 hours. Let's go out on a track by Tierra Whack called Wasteland, which is what this country is starting to look like a bit. But hey, we can be the people that clean it up. From the wasteland comes 2.0, right? So yeah, just check this out. Come back, check in with us later today. We'll be sweating, so you don't have to.
We'll be here. I'm going to be just walking very slowly on the treadmill and cleaning up my kids' toys. That's what I'm doing with my hands, to keep my hands busy.
You know what I would love right now? Like, is to put a bunch of stickers on kids' toys for them. You know, like some kids' toys, like you had to put the stickers tight. On.
Oh, that and sounds so great.
I would love to be like, yo, bring fucking 70 boxes of Gundam models. I don't give a fuck.
I've been fucking with Lincoln Logs a bunch lately. Like, not because of anything political, just because we have them. And I was fucking with them a lot during the Dodgers World Series. I'm like, building my kids are sitting there. Not really. Just like the same log cabin over and over again.
Go check out this cube.
My kids are just like, oh yeah, you built the house. Another house. Cool, Dad.
What's this one? It's a room.
Very therapeutic. Very therapeutic.
Yeah.
I'll be building a PC, man. I think we all got the same spirit.
Yeah, tactile activities truly, like, are, it just, it helps with your presence, your state of presence, because you're in that moment. But I don't know why I said the sticker thing, because I think that was like some of the times I stressed myself the most out with some detail-oriented work as a kid. It's like, don't fuck the placement of this fucking sticker, or you're going to fuck up the turtle van for your Ninja Turtles playset.
You put the Decepticon logo upside down.
Yeah, and you're like, fuck! You're like crying to your mom. You're like, I didn't know what I was doing.
I need a new one.
All right. Well, the Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for this early afternoon. And we'll be back probably a little later on after the polls close to tell you what's happening. We'll talk to y'all then. Bye-bye. It's a long line, it's a wait. Ask me, could it take me on a date? I say, nigga, no, never, Nate. I'm not in a room, I'm in a lake, baby. I'm not in the room, look in mirror alone, got a boy at home, it's a long line, that's a wait, ask me could he take me on a date, I say nigga no, never know, I'm not in the room, I'm in the lane, baby, 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 I got bigger fish to fry, I can tell a lie, walk away from me. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.